आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी वर डिस्कसिंग द टॉपिक ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ सेल्फ Hood. It is from 472 to 479. In 473, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Bhagavan apidam paratattvamatmanah swarupanandam ghanam vicharya. Vicharya, discriminate. He is telling us to discriminate. O Bhavan, Bhavan means O glorious seeker. O glorious seeker, please do vichar. Do vichar and come to know this paratattvam, that truth, atmanam swarupam, real nature of is the truth. You come to know, what is that? Anandaghanam. It is bliss. Experience it. And then, vidhuya moha swamana prakalpitam vidhuya shake off. Moha. Moha means the wrong understanding. Wrong understanding, the world is real. This is wrong understanding. Shake off this delusion. And what is the delusion? It's kalpita. Kalpita means imagined by whom? Swa manah prakalpitam. It is a kalpana, imagination of my own mind. Mukta kritartho bhavatu prabuddha. And you become mukta. When you come to know that truth, you become mukta. Kritartha. Whatever is to be done in this life is done, accomplished. That is our job. That is our job. That is our goal. What is to be attained, we should attain in this life. Kritartha, fulfillment. And bhavatu prabuddha. And you become prabuddha in this life only. Be illumined. So how? In 474, Shankaracharya, by samadhi, meditate and attain it. See atma with the eye of perfect knowledge. with the perfect knowledge you can see, but not with this charm eye. With the eye of perfect knowledge, with the wisdom, you can see it. And after that, again, you will never be deluded. And what is the nature of the Atman? Satchitananda. Remove ignorance by knowledge. No other way. And knowledge can be gained in four ways. Four ways. One is Shruti. Another is Yukti. Then Guru Vachan. And fourth is Anubhuti. Anubhuti. Your own experience. And Bandha, Moksha, Tripti, Chinta, Arogya, Chuda, Adaya, these are all known by a person himself, not by others. Others cannot know whether I am hungry or not, whether I am bound or I am mukta. Nobody else can know. It is all happening inside. And for that experience, it is said in 477, four type of kripa are required. Ishwar kripa, anugraha, Ishwar anugraha. You will find the word in 477. Ishwar anugraha, pragya, pragya, by your atma kripa. Atma kripa is needed. Srutayah, srutayah is the shruti praman. All these words are there in 477. Srutayah, shruti praman. That means shastra kripa is needed. Guruvah, that word is also there in 477. It means guru kripa. So all four kripas are needed. So one thing you will note, Shankaracharya is now discussing only about Atma. He is not saying anything about Anatma. Anatma vichar we have already done long time ago. No more Anatma vichar. Only Atma he is now discussing. And sometimes the realization can happen in Shravan Kal only. While listening, knowledge will happen. One thing you must understand very clearly, that the ignorance will go away only in the Shravan Kal. There is no other method. The first step is Shravan. And if you are an Uttam Adhikari, it will happen during the Shravan Kal only. But such cases are very rare. Such cases are very rare. Now we come to 478.
Swanubhutya Swayam Gyatva.
Swanubhutya Swayam Gyatva.
Swam atmanam akhanditam,
samsiddha sammukham tishtet,
nirvikalpatmanatmani, swanubhutya swayam gyatva, Swam atmanam akhanditam, samsiddha sammukham tishthet, nirvikalpatmanatmani.
Swanubhutya swayam gyatva. Swanubhutya, own experience, own realization, or sushtu anubhuti, perfectly realized. What? Swayam, knowing your own self. Gyatva, having known. Having known your own self. Swam atmanam, one's own self. Akhanditam, how is that atman? Akhanditam. Absolute, without any division. In that atma there is no division. Absolute. So having known that his own self is the akhandit, absolute self. Earlier it was learned in the Shravan Kal. Now he confronts by his own experience. In samadhi, he has reached that state. He has gone beyond his mind and intellect, and he found that Atman, now his own experience. Sansiddha. Sansiddha is the realized, perfect one. Sammukham. He is face to face Atman. Face to face Atman. Tishthet would remain. Nirvikalpatmana Atmani. Nirvikalpatmana, with the mind free of all duties, all dualities. All dualities. When we cross this mind, then there is no chitta vritti, no thoughts are there. Without thoughts, no duality. Atmani, Atmani means in his own mind. Sansiddha, now is perfect. He has realized. It is now his own experience. Siddha. Siddha word is used when you cook rice. Then after some time, when the rice is boiling, you pick up one dana, and cross it and see, siddha hua hai ki nahi ye. You see, na Siddha. Now this person is Siddha. He has got the realization. And not Siddha, Samyak Siddha. Realized perfect one. So he has crossed evolution from Palmer to Vishayi to Sadhak to Siddha. Earlier I told you, Palmer is the wicked person. Then Vishayi, half good, half bad. Both good and bad. Then he becomes Sadhak. And after Siddha, he has come to that stage, Sun Siddha. And he has reached that state which is highest achievable by a human being. This is the highest state we have to achieve. And this person has experienced it. Sammukham, he is seeing truth face to face. At present we are Vimukh. You all are sitting in front of me, Sammukh. And I am in front of you. That is Sammukha. But when we are reveling in the world of object, it is Vimukha. Now he is face to face seeing Sammukha. So it is called, when it is Sammukha, it is immediate knowledge. He is able to see that Atman. Aparoksha anubhuti has happened. This state, let him would remain in that state. Nirvikalpa Atmana Atmani. His mind is fully absorbed in Atma. No thoughts are there. Let it be there as it is. No duality, no doubt. So I know myself by myself. No medium instrument required. At that state, no mind is there. No medium, no instrument is required to know my own self. Nothing is there. We have transcended all our equipments. Organs of perception, organs of action, mind, intellect, everything transcended. No instrument. Now I am Sammukh. Atman is in front of me. It is aparoksha anubhuti. So Shankaracharya is now in the next verse, will be concluding the whole Vedanta principle in one verse. In verse number 479, you will find the whole Vedanta in one verse. What Gurudev writes here about this verse: the self is apprehended in yourself by yourself. When the unagitated intellect is rendered steady, one can sit face to face with oneself, in oneself, by oneself. To sit face to face is to become one with. You become one. When you have moved away from sleep and dream, you are face to face with the waker. When you have away from the BMI, PFT, OET, you are face to face with the Brahman. When we transcend our equipment, body, mind and intellect, we are face to face with that Atman. We are face to face in Atman. At one point of time, this seeker was saying, when I transcend, when I sit in meditation, I see sunya void. But now he is seeing face to face that Atman. Next.
Vedanta Siddhanta Nirukti Resha.
Vedanta Siddhanta Nirukti Resha.
Brahmaiva Jivas Sakalam Jagatcha.
Brahmaiva Jivas Sakalam Jagatcha.
Akhanda Rupa Sthitireva Moksha.
Akhanda Rupa Sthitireva Moksha.
Brahmadvitiye Shrutayah Pramanam.
Brahmadvitiye Shrutayah Pramanam.
Vedanta Siddhanta Nirukti Resha. Brahmaiva Jivas Sakalam Jagatcha. Akhanda Rupa Sthitireva Mokshaha. Brahmadvitiye Shrutayah Pramanam.
Vedanta Siddhanta Nirukti. Nirukti means Nirnaya, conclusion. Vedanta Siddhanta Nirukti, Nirnaya. The final opinion of the Vedanta discussion, Esa, this is final. What is that? Brahma Eva, Brahma alone, is Jiva Sakalam Jagatcha. Brahman is Jiva, Brahman is the whole world. This is the Vedanta Siddhanta, Nirnaya. There is nothing other than Brahman in this world. So final declaration of Vedanta is Jeev and entire Jagat is Brahman alone. Our journey started with the Trait. Trait means three. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. We started with three. Who is this Jeev? What is this Jagat? Who is this Ishwar? Now he says, only Brahman alone is there. Nothing else is there. And from Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, we came to Dvait. Dvait means Atma and Anatma. You have heard this word many times. We came to Dvait, Atma and Anatma. There are only two things in the world. And now we have come to one thing, Advait. So Trait, Dvait, Advait. We have reached to the Advait state. Now it says Brahman alone is there as a Jeev, and Brahman is alone as a whole world. And that we find in many Vedanta Mahavakya also. Tattvamasi, you are that. Sarvam kaluvidam Brahman. Whatever is there is only Brahman only. Whatever we see is only Brahman only. Brahma eva idam sarvam. Brahma alone is all this world. Brahma alone is this world. Ekam eva dvitiyam. We have seen all these things. Acha, how can we understand this thing? We can understand. We see a dream. In dream, I think dreamer is there. There is a dream world. And if you are in the dream, if you are meditating, and if you are fortunate, you may be able to see Bhagwan there in the dream. But when you come out of the dream, what happens to the Bhagwan? What happens to the dream world? What happens to the dreamer? You come to know, I was all these. I became dreamer, dream world, I became Bhagwan also. My mind became all these things. Similarly, in the Jagrat Avastha, another says, these states are all exclusive. In dream state, you cannot experience Jagrat. In Jagrat, you cannot experience dream. And when you are in the dream, you cannot experience deep sleep. They are exclusive. Now you have come out from the state of Jagrat also. You come to the God consciousness. What will happen? Like the dream number two collapses into one, similarly all this dream number one also collapses to one. Only one Brahman remains. This is Siddhanta. This is Siddhanta of the Vedanta. So on realization, Sarva Brahma hai. Aham Brahmasmi. On realization, everything is Brahmamai. Ant is also Brahman, elephant is also Brahman, tree is also Brahman, everything is Brahman. Inert, sentient, everything is Brahman. Now he does not say that I am different from Jagat and Ishwar. I am not different. That all has gone, collapsed into one, in Brahman. Like whole dream number two collapses into my mind. Similarly, the Jagrat Avastha, which is, we say, dream number one, we have discussed many times, dream number one and dream number two. So dream number one also collapses. When I go to the other state, which is called the fourth state, Turiya state, and our experience is that whatever is available in Jagrat is not available in dream, and whatever is available in dream is not available in deep sleep or Jagrat Avastha. Similarly, whatever we are seeing in the Jagrat Avastha, this Jagrat Avastha world, or the Ishwar of the Jagrat, or the Waker, is not available in the Turiya state. So now in the third line, it is the definition of moksha is given. Akhanda Rupa Sthiti Eva Moksha. Liberation means to be rooted in Brahman, the indivisible entity. Abiding in that is mukti. Akhanda rupa sthiti. Akhanda rup, that Atman is akhanda. Abiding in that akhanda rup Atman is moksha, mukti. In Bhagavat, another definition we come to know. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena bhavastiti. What is mukti? Giving up identification with BMI and abiding and remaining in Atmatat is mukti. Gurudev used to say, disidentify with BMI and identify with the Atman. This is mukti. Simple. We have to remove anyatha. Anyatha means anatma, which is not my sarup. Abiding in sarup is mukti. So for this mukti, we don't have to run up to Brahmalok. We don't have to run to Swarga or Brahmalok. You can get it here only. And abiding in that is mukti. Brahma adhitiye srutaya pramanam. And Brahma is adhitiye with regard to that non-dual Brahman. Srutaya, scriptures, pramanam. Main source of knowledge, they are the authority. Where will I get the knowledge of Brahman? Sruti, Shastra, Ved. They will tell me about that Brahman. So Shankaracharya is completing the text. Now what Shishya did after that? Now all is over, you know. Vedanta part is all over. Now Shishya followed the instruction of Guru. After that he experienced it. And after experiencing, now he is expressing his own experience. He will state his own experience, what he has seen. So Gurudev says, the Upanishad from the essence of the teachings of the Vedas, of which they are concluding portion, hence the Upanishads are known by the term Vedanta, Vedka Anta. But don't think that it is on the end portion of Veda. If I want to see Upanishad, I have to see the last chapter of Veda. No, it's not like that. Vedanta means the essence of Veda. It may be in the beginning or in the middle or the end also. Vedanta does not mean it is the last chapter of Veda. Vedanta concluding the address, the teacher summarizes his instructions to the disciples in this verse. The conclusions arrived at in the Upanishad briefly are Jiva, the individuality, is Brahman alone. Jagat, the world of plurality, is also Brahman. And the state of experience of this one reality where there is no duality is liberation. And the state, you experience only Brahman and Brahman. If you see another jeev and you think it is Brahman, if you see Jagat and if you say, no, this also is Brahman, then you are abiding in Brahman. It's not that I have to close and go to Samadhi every time. Acha, thoda ruko, I am coming, I am going to Samadhi, I will come back and I talk to you. No! With the open eyes now I will say, each jeev is Brahman, whole Jagat is Brahman. This way I will be able to see. When the dreamer merges with the waker, the dream world also merges into the waking world. This is the liberation of the dreamer. Similarly, the seeker by his sadhana merges with the infinitude. The absence of plurality is the experience of reality. Absence of plurality, when there is no dvaita. Absence of nam rup is asti bhati priya. Now you understand, I hope so. The authority of the above conclusion is Shruti, the Upanishad themselves. Next, practice of knowledge by disciple. Now 40 verses are there. We'll see.
Iti Guru Vachanat Shruti Pramanat.
Iti Guru Vachanat Shruti Pramanat. Paramavagamya Satatvamatma Yuktya.
Paramavagamya Satatvamatma Yuktya.
Prashamita Karana Samahitatma. Prashamita Karana Samahitatma. Kvachid achala kritiratmanishthito bhut. Iti guru vachanat shruti pramanat. Paramavagamya satatvamatma yuktya. Prashamita karana samahitatma. Kvachid achala kritiratmanishthito bhut.
Iti Guru Vachanat, through the words of Guru, iti thus. So he listened to Guru, he did Sravan, Guru Vachanat, Shruti Pramanat, and the through the pronouncement of the Shruti. So Guru, whatever he said, he is based on the Shastra, whatever he spoke, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద శాస్త్రం అంటే ద శృతి ఈజ్ ప్రమాణ్. పరమ అవగమ్య అప్రిహెండెడ్ ద సుప్రీం ట్రూత్. అవగమ్య ఈ అప్రిహెండెడ్ ద సతత్వం అలాంగ్ విత్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ హీ కేమ్ టు నో ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆత్మన్ ఆత్మయుక్త అండ్ బై వన్స్ రీజనింగ్ ఆల్సో. సో మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ఆత్మ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద గురువచన్ అండ్ ద శృతి. గురువచన్ అండ్ శృతి. I think this makes absolute clear that before you sit for meditation, Guru Vachanat and the Shruti is to be studied, Shastra is to be studied. Then you sit for Samadhi. So by the teaching of the Guru, Guru Vachanat, and this Guru is established in Brahma, by teaching of the Shruti, which is Praman, it is Shruti Praman, Atma Yukta, by his own reasoning also. He did Atma and Atma Vivek. He saw all these things, Yukti, and then he has come to the conclusion that Atma is true, his mind is absorbed in Atma, and mind is no more disturbed. No? Mind is no more disturbed. Mind is not there in the world. When the mind is in the world, it is agitating. When the mind is in Atma, it is not agitating. Prasamit Karna, what he has done, with the senses duly controlled. Karana, antakaran, bahikaran, all controlled. Now you all know, antakaran 4, bahikaran 10. Samahit atma, mind steady fixed in the illumination. So all the senses are controlled, samahit atma. There is no chitta vritti. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga, he has reached that state. No chitta vritti. Antakaran is controlled, bahikaran is also controlled. Kvachit achalakriti atmanishtatah abhuta. Kvachit at an auspicious moment or at a lonely place. At a lonely place. Achalakriti motionless, established in Brahman. Achalakriti, there is no more movement. Achalakriti, like a mountain. Achal. Achalakriti atmanishtatah, realizing self or established in the Brahman. Abhuta, he became. So he is motionless, perfectly established in Atma, and he is not moving. Same thing you will find in the Upadesar, Hitsale Manaha Swastata Kriya. And that can be attained by Karma Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. That was said by Raman Maharshi Upadesar. So how long will we have to stay in Samadhi? You see, the time is not mentioned. It can be 1 second, it can be 1 hour, it can be 1 day, it can be more than that. Samadhi. There is no limit is mentioned here. It varies from person to person. Varies from the person to person. So concept of time is gone in Samadhi. Samadhi, there is no concept of time there. Because we have reached that Kalatit state. Clock of dream, clock of Jagrat, clock of Brahmalok are all different. All different. You can see the 100-year dream in 1 minute or 1.5 minute, that's all. That clock is different. Now he is beyond time. Now he will not say, okay, jara ruko, somebody has come to meet me. You wait. 5 minute baitho, main samadhi karke aata hu, I am coming. Let me go and meditate for 1 minute, 2 minute. No, not required. One experience sufficient. Like one experience that Gurudev used to say, one experience of touching the positive wire of electricity is sufficient for whole life. You don't have to touch again and again. I want to again experience. No! You don't have to do that. Gurudev says, earlier in the first quarter of the text, the disciple asked, when I reject the panchakosa, I find there is nothing. What is there to be experienced and with what? It is all a big zero. It is void. It is sunya. Earlier, the same sishya said like this. Zero. The guru started his answer from the verse number 213 and concludes his argument in the verse number 478, summarizing the conclusion of the Upanishad. So far with what has been said by the teacher compared with Upanishadic declarations and one's own independent logical thinking, one indirect knowledge of the self, paroksha jnana, now having gained the indirect knowledge, if he quietens his sense organs and also quietens his mind and intellect in contemplation of Narayan, he gains the direct experience of reality. Aba paroksha jnana ho gaya. So far you are listening from Guru, it is paroksha jnana. Aparoksha jnana? Sit in the meditation, experience it, it becomes aparoksha jnana. You have to go beyond your mind and senses. Next.
Kinchit kalam samadhaya.
Kinchit kalam samadhaya.
Pare brahmani manasam.
Pare brahmani manasam.
Uthaya paramanandat.
Uthaya paramanandat.
Idam vachanam abravit.
Idam vachanam abravit.
Kinchit kalam samadhaya. Pare brahmani manasam. Uthaya paramanandat. Idam vachanam abravit.
Kinchit kalam, for some time. Kinchit kal, thoda samay. Samadhaya, keeping immersed. So he did samadhi for some time. Where samadhi in whom? Pare brahmani, in the supreme brahman. Where he did manasam, in his own mind. In his own mind. So he went into samadhi, merged mind into Atman. He stayed there for some time. And after that, when he came out of from that samadhi, uthaya, rising from the meditation, param anandat, due to the supreme bliss overflowing, idam vachanam abravit, this expression of realization, abravit, he spoke. Now he is sharing his own experience. He reached that state. And once you see something beautiful, you want to share, is it not so? Only a couple of days ago, the moon I saw on the Purnima day was so bright, and it was, I think only 2 miles away from me. I called, auntie, you come fast, you see, moon is so close, we can hold. So you want to share your joy. So beautiful was the moon on that day. Same way, this person has got something very beautiful, you know. Very beautiful. He wants to share. Abravit, he spoke. Gurudev says, when one transports oneself into the experience of the infinitude, nobody can say how long the experience will last. There is no count of time. It all depends upon the individual. It varies from individual to individual. Time is relative and its standard cannot be exchanged in the different planes of consciousness. To reach there is your purusartha, but having reached, no purusartha is involved. After that, no purusartha is there. So long you don't reach, we have to put in effort. We have to go beyond mind. Once you reach there, then all the karana are all stopped. All the instruments stopped. Bahi karana, nantan karana, everything is stopped. So having lived in that state of samadhi for an immeasurable period of time, the disciple rose from his seat of meditation. He could not contain his joy within the web of his body, mind, intellect, equipment. So he cried out and declared in exquisite ecstasy the infinite bliss of his experience. Now he is sharing his own experience. Next.
Buddhir vinashta galita pravittihi.
Buddhir vinashta galita pravitti.
Brahmatmano rekataya adhigatya.
Brahmatmano rekataya adhigatya.
Idam na jane pyanidam na jane.
Idam na jane
pyanidam na jane. Kimba kiyadva sukhamastya param.
Kimba kiyadva sukhamastya param.
बुद्धिर्विनष्टा गलिता प्रवृत्तिः ब्रह्मात्मनोरेकतयाधिगत्या इदं न जानेऽप्यनिदं न जाने किं वा कियद् वा सुखमस्त्यपारम्।
बुद्धि विनिष्ठा, बुद्धि मतलब इंटेलेक्ट, विनिष्ठा कंप्लीटली इरेज, डोंट गेट फ्राइटेन आफ्टर रियलाइजिंग देयर इज नो मोर बुद्धि, खत्म हो गया विनिष्ठा। नॉट ओनली नष्ट विनिष्ठा, विशेष रूप में नष्ट बुद्धि विनिष्ठा। गलिता प्रवृत्ति ड्रॉप ड्रॉप ऑल एक्टिविटीज एंड प्रोपेंसिटी, देयर इज नो प्रोपेंसिटी, कुछ भी नहीं करने का है। So, buddhi vinishta completely destroyed. Which buddhi? It is the argumentative buddhi, judging, commenting buddhi. No more arguments. No more argument. Galita pravritti. Pravritta means ego-prompted actions. There are no more ego-prompted actions because the experience of Brahman, ego is dissolved. There is no ego. So how can there be any ego-prompted action? Therefore, Galita Pravritti, Brahma Atmano, Ekataya, Brahma and Atman, identity of Brahma and Self, Ekataya, one and same. Ekataya, one and same. Brahma and Atman is one and same. Adigatya, Adigatya, now he realized. Realizing the oneness of Atman and Brahman. How he achieved it? He went beyond mind. And beyond mind. So mind is also dropped. Mind is also not there. Idam na jane. Idam na jane. Idam means this. I don't understand this thought. Idam, 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 idam. In Upadesar we have studied na idam and aham. Idam means this, 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 this. Idam na jane. Idam na jane. Apina anidam na jane. And even not this. This, this, this. And anidam is not this, this, this. Na jane, I don't know. I understand neither this nor not this. Idam means whatever is perceived by our organs of perception is all idam, 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 idam. What is anidam? Other than idam is aham. Other than idam is aham. Upadesar. Now there is no distinction between aham vritti and idam vritti. He has reached shuddha aham. That distinction is over. In Brahman, everything is dissolved. Kimva, what is the quality of that sukha which he experienced? Kimva, what is the quality? Kiyadva, how much is the measure? Quality and quantity. Quality of that bliss, quantity of that bliss. Sukham asti aparam, that sukha, bliss is endless. What is the type of sukha? What is the quantity of sukha? Aparam, that bliss is limitless. Earlier I was getting sukha from OET. There was name and fame. Now sister says there is no sukh of the world which is comparable to Atma sukh. Comparable to Atma sukh. That sukh is different. That sukh is different. Very difficult to explain that sukh. Many times I have told you that from that ocean of bliss, if I take a insignificant part of one drop of that bliss, that is sufficient for past, present and future from Brahma to Pipilka. Understand? A fraction of a drop of that bliss is sufficient to give happiness in this world, starting from Brahma to Pipilka, in the past, in the present, and future. And now he has got that bliss. He is there. Very difficult. A frog in the well. A frog in the well. He says, it's a vast water. I had to take 10 time leave to reach that shore. Now a frog from the ocean came. Now he's trying to explain that frog in the well. How big is the ocean? You can't see the other side. This well frog will say, can I cross in, I can go from this end to that in 10 jumps. Can I do it in 20, 200 times, 2,000 times? Is the ocean like that? If I jump 200 times, 2,000 times, very difficult to explain. He is saying further, Gurudev says, my intellect is gone, Buddhivinishta, the intellect which was asking 1,000 questions, why, how, when, where, what, that intellect, even if I search for it now, I cannot find it. There is no trace of agitation, no trace of argumentative Buddhi gone, questioning Buddhi gone. My activity at all levels of personality is completely dissolved. Galita pravritti. The activity and the intellect are not destroyed because of the tamas, but they are dissolved at the altar of the experience that the self in me is the self of everywhere. Brahma atmanektaya adhigatya. Having awakened to the plane of consciousness, what and how much are the method of explaining a thing? They being the question asked during a qualitative and quantitative analysis. The experience of infinitude cannot be subjected to such analysis. To explain a thing, the intellect is necessary. The intellect cannot explain an experience that transcends it. I have gone beyond intellect. How can intellect describe it? They cannot. The intellect cannot explain an experience that transcends it, and all that I can say is Brahman alone is all that is. It is endless bliss. With that experience, when I look around, all things get destroyed in the sense, all names and forms disappear, and only pure consciousness remains. The meditator, without getting up from his seat, jumps up and dances without legs in the ecstatic joy, where there is no mind to enjoy, and the thunder force where there is no mouth to talk.
Vacha vaktum ashakyam eva manasa.
Vacha vaktum ashakyam eva manasa.
Mantum na vashakyate.
Mantum na vashakyate.
Swanandamrita pura purita para Brahmambudhervaibhavam Ambhorashi Vishirna Varshika Shila Bhavam bhajan me manah. Yasyam sham salave vilina madhuna. Anandatmana nirvritam. Vacha vaktum ashakyam eva manasa mantum na vashakyate Swanandamrita pura purita para Brahmambudhervaibhavam Ambhorashi Vishirna Varshika Shila Bhavam bhajan me manah Yasyam sham salave vilina madhuna Anandatmana nirvritam.
Vacha vaktum asakya. Asakya, impossible. Impossible. Vaktum, to express by speech. I can't express through my speech. Evam mansa mantum navasakyate. And through mind, it is impossible to conceive. Not possible to conceive that state by mind. It is beyond mind and speech. It is impossible for speech to express and impossible for the mind to conceive it. In Tapovan Satkam also, the same thing comes. Mantunna sakyo mansa kadachit vaktunna kenapi tatha. Same thing. There in the Tapovan Satkam also. Swa ananda amrita pura purita para brahma ambudai vaibhavam. Swa ananda, splendor of the ocean of the supreme Brahman, replete with the swell of the nectarine breeze of the self. Vaibhavam, splendor of Brahmananda. Ocean is taken as Brahma, and the water there is the nectarine bliss. Ocean is taken as Brahman, and the water is there as a bliss. Ocean is limitless, so is Brahman. For the experience, I need mind, but mind is dissolved in the self. Mind is not there. But I have reached there. Ambo rasi visirna barsik silabhavam bhajan me mana. Ambo rasi visirna barsik silabhavam, like the hailstorm merged in the ocean. Sometimes rain is there, hailstorm is there. So what will happen? They are falling from the sky, and when they are falling, they are afraid that they will die. But when they enter into the ocean, they merge with the ocean, they become one with the ocean. One with the ocean. So Varshika does not mean annual, it means the rain, sometimes the hailstorm. Gurudev says here, a hailstorm is essentially water. When it falls into the vast expanse of water, the ocean, it may sink in and reach a few yards below the surface. Then there is no more going and coming. It merges, it melts, it becomes one, it becomes the ocean. Similarly, the mind in the meditation can take you thus far and no further. That is the limit. Mind can go up to this only. All that I can say is that it is the ananda. In it, there is a complete sense of fulfillment, krit-krityata. It is the joy in which there is no trace of the fear of ever losing it. When the mind meditates on Brahman, since it is the nature of Brahman, it itself becomes Brahman. It itself becomes Brahman. Yes, asansalave bilina maduna ananda atmana nibrittam. Seeker is now content with the essence of that bliss. Mind is merged. It was like a tiny hailstone, and now merged and has become infinite. It is enjoying infinite bliss. When you transcend that mind, you reach there, you enjoy that infinite. He is sharing it in experience. Beautiful portion is coming now.
Kvagatam kena vanitam.
Kvagatam kena vanitam.
Kutralinam midam jagat.
Kutralinam midam jagat.
Adhunaiva maya drishtam.
Adhunaiva maya drishtam.
Nastikim mahadadbhutam.
Nastikim mahadadbhutam.
Kvagatam kena vanitam. Kutralinam idam jagat. Adhunaiva maya drishtam. Nastikim mahadadbhutam.
Kvagatam, where has gone? Kena vanitam, by whom it was removed? Kutralinam idam jagat, where is the world merged? She says, wondering. Who removed this world? Where this world has gone? Aduna eva maya drishtam, just now I was seeing, I was experiencing oity. Now whole jagat is gone. Nastikim, what has ceased to be mahatadbhutam. It is a wonder. Mahatadbhutam. So with the confidence he is saying the world was here, now disappeared. Khatam ho gaya, jagat nahi hai. Is it not a wonder? Mahat adbhutam. So when we come out of the dream, same thing is happening here. When we come out from the dream, whole dream world is gone in 1 second. Where it is gone? When from dream number two to dream number one, we come out from dream number two, then the world of dream number two is all gone in 1 second. Similarly, many times we have seen this Jagrat Avastha is also dream number one of 100 years. 100 years, our whole lifetime. Ab majhe ki baat hai, so long you are in the dream, dream seems real. When you are in dream number two, it seems real. You are enjoying and suffering there. But when you come out of that, whole dream number two gone. Now this seeker has come out from dream number one also. Therefore he's saying, where has this gone? Who has taken away this dream? OIT, where this world has gone? So after awakening to Turiya, it is a different world. Dream world of Jagrat is gone. It is difficult for all of us to understand it. This Jagrat world is also not there. When you reach to the Turiya state, it is not there. When I come to Jagrat Avastha, the dream state is not there. Same way, from the Jagrat to Turiya state, when I come, this is also not there. Here, Gurudev says, the experience of infinitude is being dramatized on the stage of the finite. The disciple asks, where has the pluralistic world gone? By whom was it removed? I saw a world before, which I do not see now. Into what has it dissolved? Is it that all these years I was suffering in non-existing world? We are all suffering in this non-existing world. A wonder of wonders it is. The world I saw was a wonder. Greater still is the wonder that it all has disappeared now. The wonder of wonder is that what I am experiencing now, I am in the Brahman state. See? That also is a wonder. Next.
Kim heyam kimupadeyam.
Kim heyam kimupadeyam.
Kim manyat kim vilakshanam.
Kim manyat kim vilakshanam.
Akhandananda piyusha.
Akhandananda piyusha.
Purne Brahma Maharnave,
Purne Brahma Maharnave,
Kim Heyam Kimupadeyam, Kim Manyat Kim Vilakshanam, Akhandananda Piyusha, Purne Brahma Maharnave.
Kim Heyam, what is to be rejected? Kim Upadeyam, what is to be accepted or attained? Kim anyat, what is different? Kim vilachanam, what is dissimilar? So what is to be discarded or what is to be accepted? After coming out of dream, what is to be discarded or accepted there? When we come out from dream number two to dream number one, can we acquire something from there or discard something? No. Now he has come out from dream number one. There is nothing different from Brahman. Everything is Brahman alone is seen now. No dissimilarity or plurality seen. Everything is Brahman. Already Vedanta Siddhant, earlier we have seen. What is the Vedanta Siddhant? Brahman is Jeev and Brahman is the whole Jagat. This is Vedanta Siddhant. There is nothing other than Brahman. Whatever we are seeing is Brahman alone. Akhanda Ananda Piyusa Purne, the filled with the nectar of the bliss, Brahma Maharnave, in the mighty ocean of Brahman. It is the ocean of nectar of bliss. It is immortal existence. He is experiencing that existence. Raman Maharshi experienced this existence in childhood. He saw his body dying, but still he experienced, but I am not dying. I am not dying. I am seeing my body dying. Seeing my body. This is existence. This is realization. This is realization. He understood that his existence will not die and thereafter no fear of death. After Atmagyan also body will drop. We all will die. But a jnani has got no fear of death. No fear of death. He knows it will drop. Whether the body drops in the Kasi or in the Swa Pake, eater of the dog, Tattvabodh. Doesn't matter. He is enjoying the bliss, akhand bliss.
Na kinchidatra pasyami.
Na kinchidatra pasyami.
Na shrunomi na vedmyaham.
Na shrunomi na vedmyaham.
Swatmanaiva sadananda.
Swatmanaiva sadananda.
Rupenasmi vilakshanah. Rupenasmi vilakshanah. Na kinchidatra pasyami, na shrunomi na vedmyaham, swatmanaiva sadananda, rupenasmi vilakshanah.
Na kinchit atra pasyami, na kinchit, not anything, atra, in this state, pasyami, I see. How can you see? You have already transcended all your organs of perception and acceptance. Is it not so? When you transcend your organs of perception and action and mind and intellect, then you reach that state. So now he says, na kinchi tatra pasyami, na srunomi, nor do I hear, na vedami, don't know. Aham, I don't know all these things. Kuch nahi ho raha hai. So in this, neither I see, nor hear, nor know anything. So all the equipment, antakaran, vahikaran are transcended. So what he was seeing earlier is no more there. His vision has changed. Common people don't understand this state. Drigdishavik. He is seeing Astibhati Priya, not Namrup. A jnani sees Namrup, not the Astibhati Priya. Swatmana eva sada ananda rupena asmi vilachana. Swatmana, through identification with the Atman, eva indeed, sada ananda rupena. Existence in the form of bliss, sadananda rupena, asmi, I am vilakshana, distinct from anything else. I am distinct from five kosa. So I exist as Atman, bliss eternal, distinct from everything else. He exists in ananda, his nature is ananda, all other things other than Atma are unreal. They exist for namesake only, for namesake only. So Guru was listening. He was very happy to listen. Now Shishya come down to the empirical level, expresses his gratitude. Abhitak he was talking about his experience. Now he is coming to the Vyavahar level. And he will express his gratitude. So Gurudev writes about this verse. In the culmination of meditation, where the meditator has merged into the meditation, there are no objects other than me, nor are there any equipment to experience. Because transcended, all equipment transcended. There is neither mind nor intellect. I simply exist as myself. It is total annihilation of the individuality at the altar of absolute. In my own self, I revel as myself, with myself, which is the nature of unbroken bliss, at all times unique. It is something totally different from all that is known. So how he expresses his gratitude? The last verse for today.
Namo namaste gurave mahatmane.
Namo namaste gurave mahatmane.
Vimukta sangaya saduttamaya.
Vimukta sangaya saduttamaya.
Nityadvayananda rasa swarupine.
Nityadvayananda rasa swarupine.
भूमने सदा पार दयाम्बुधाम्ने
भूमने सदा पार दयाम्बुधाम्ने
नमो नमस्ते गुरवे महात्मने विमुक्त संगाय सदुत्तमाय नित्याद्वयानन्दरसस्वरूपिने भूमने सदा पार दयाम्बुधाम्ने
नमो नमः नमो नमः शिष्य अज्ञान इज बर्नट अवे इग्नोरेंस इज नो मोर देयर ही इज फुलफिल्ड आफ्टर एक्सपीरियंस ही इज एड्रेसिंग हिज गुरु नमो नमः रिपीटेड सल्यूशन नॉट वन नमः नमो नमः रिपीटेड सल्यूटेशन ते टू दी गुरुरेव गुरुरेव ओ टीचर गुरुवे टीचर महात्मने द नोबलिस्ट So salutation to you, pranam to you, again and again. How is this teacher? Vimukta Sangaya, free of attachment. Free of attachment. Satta Uttamaya, best among the noble man. Satta Uttamaya, he is the best among the noblest man. Now all the adjective to the Guru. How is he addressing his Guru? See, Vimukta Sangaya Guru Nama. Oh, salutation to Guru, free of attachment. Guru is free of attachment. Sattuttamaya Guru Nama, salutation to Guru, best among the noble ones. Nitya Advaya Ananda Sarupane Guru Nama, salutation to the Guru, ever embodiment of the essence of the eternal and non-dual bliss. Nitya Advaya Ananda Sarupane Guru Nama. Bhumne Guru Nama, Bhuma means the infinite, salutation to Guru who are endless, who is infinite. Sada apar dayambu dhamne, salutation to Guru who is limitless, soreless, ocean of mercy, compassion. He is saluting Guru and Gurudev writes, O large-hearted one, Mahatmana, he explains, large-hearted because in spite of our weaknesses and animal tendencies, he with his infinite kindness lift us from our present limitation to the vision of this great goal. Therefore, he is Mahatma. The salutations are not offered to the form, the physical frame of the teacher, for he who is best among the realized one, who has segregated himself from his physical, emotional and intellectual layers. Segregated? He did the vivek of Atma and Atma and came to conclusion that I am Atma, no more identified with the BMI. From egocentric attitude and from the sense of fulfillment arising out of the object, emotions and thought is the Guru. The teacher is of the nature of Brahman itself. He is addressed here as the best among the realized ones, because there are number of realized ones in the world, but it is the master who has helped the student and guided him to the realization of the self. The description of the teacher given in this verse is that Brahman itself, Nitya Advaya Ananda Sarupa. So when the student realizes, he also becomes same, Nitya Advaya Ananda Sarupa. The teacher is that soreless ocean of kindness which is external, non-dual and all-pervading bliss form. To that teacher, my namaskar. So it is his gratitude, he's expressing his gratitude toward his teacher. Vedanta part is over. Now it is the experience of Shishya. He will express. And he is validating whatever is stated in the Shastra, whatever he studied earlier, he is validating. He is sharing experience. It is not different from what is said in the Shastra, whatever Guru said. It is the same experience he had. That is what he is sharing.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om